The death of Tulane art professor Pat Trevino on January 30th somehow elevates his life even more within our rich Louisiana art history. An Italian-American from the Bronx who eventually lived in Italy, where he realized he was not Italian, but American, educated at Columbia University, Tyler School of Art, New York University, and the Art Students League. Trevino was shaped by the cultures and landscapes of New Orleans, Europe, and Central America. It's all in the paintings, the Louisiana swamps, Honduran rain gods, Mayan ruins. Perhaps it all started at the age of 12 as a student painting a mural at Public School No. 1, now known as PS1 Gallery. After undergraduate school at Columbia University in the early 40s, Pat was drafted in the Army, worked with General George Patton as a military map maker. After military duty, he returned to Columbia University and earned a Master's of Fine Art degree. And while sitting on campus, eavesdropping on a conversation, he overheard details about a teaching position being offered at Newcomb College, way down south, and he applied for it. For 43 years, Newcomb professor Pat Trevino taught in the way he learned, which meant to allow the student to find their own voice. His passion in life was family and art, studying, making, teaching art. His late wife, Helen, from Romania, was an artist, and his current wife, Ava, from Sweden, is an art historian specializing in Latin America. Ava was a vehicle to his spiritual sensibilities for Latin America. Trevino's close friendship with New York Times art critic John Cannaday introduced him to artist Mark Rothko. Trevino and Rothko shared a passion for color and would have endless conversations. This friendship resulted in a visiting artist gig at Newcomb College for Rothko. One student who gained from this visit was Ida Kohlmeier, who would become a longtime close friend of Pat Trevino. In later years, Rothko requested that Trevino be one of his four executors of his estate. Trevino declined. Pat Trevino viewed his artist and teacher role as a search for the inner form, the drama, the movement, the dance. Merce Cunningham, Leonard Bernstein, Shostakovich, combined with a palette from his travels to Honduras, Mexico, the Yucatan, colors of the Mayans and Aztecs, rust, eggplant, cerulean blue, Mexican gold. And these paintings would end up in the collections of the Whitney Museum of Art, the Guggenheim, Brooklyn, Neuberger, the Ogden, and the New Orleans Museum of Art, where he had a retrospective in 1994 titled The Search for Inner Form. In an interview for this retrospective, Pat Trevino said, "For an artist, you should have an inner sense of what is meaning for you." This is what he wanted students to figure out. He believed that artists are left alone to make decisions, to find what they already have and master that. My studio visits in the early 80s with Professor Trevino had little commentary, but a few thought-provoking questions. What am I saying in my work, and why? Oh dear. Our conversations would continue over the years off campus. Teachers in general, and art professors in particular, probably never really know the extent of their influence on students. Farewell, Professor Trevino.